The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. This is not a podcast you can put off, because today we are talking about the things that you put off on the Chalene Show. It's Car Smart Friday, so put your seatbelt on. We are going for a ride right now.
Welcome to the Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Procrastination, we all do it. But why? And the term procrastination is a word that you want to apply not to the things that you kind of need to get to and you just don't have time. Procrastination is the things that we do intentionally to put off something that we know we need to do. We know it, but we fear it. Maybe we fear the work that we've assumed goes into it, or we don't want to know the outcome, or we're afraid of the outcome. We fear the unknown. We think it's going to be more painful than what it may actually be. But here's the thing, and I don't know if you're a spiritual person. I am. I'm a Christian, and you know, I happily and proudly tell you that. I hope that you have a higher power. Mine happens to be God, and I do believe that God has a plan for my life, and He has a plan for your life. And when I am pushing away the things that I know are part of the plan, I know it. I know it deep down in my soul. I can feel that I'm supposed to do something, but I will avoid it, and I'll hide from it, and I'll run from it, and I'll make excuses from it, about it, just so I can avoid it. That is me not allowing God to show me the greatness He has planned for me. Sometimes think it's the devil, right? Because who else would be working against God but the devil? And God has great things in store for me and for you. He doesn't do things to us. He does things for us. Everything that we fear the most and we know we need to do, eventually it's either going to happen, or it's going to bubble to the surface, or it's going to get worse. So my question is, why do we procrastinate those things? Why do we put them off? And when we do, I think it's important we understand we're limiting our own life. Well, you know this is true. Whenever you finally go, yeah, all right, I just have to pull the trigger. I just got to friggin' prioritize this, and I got to do it. I got to just make a decision. I've got to take action. I need to do it now. When that happens, we never regret it. The only thing we might regret is not having done it sooner. I met this woman last weekend, and her young son was there. And she was having a conversation as he was playing, kind of telling us about some of his developmental delays. And I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert at this, but I've been around enough kids and worked with enough kids. I used to go in and work with the children with special needs at the public school that my kids went to. And I would teach dance and exercise. And many of the children in that group had autism. I've been around enough kids, and I have a couple of friends who have children who have autism, to layman's eyes, just from what she's described and watching the kid for just a few minutes. Again, I'm not claiming to be an expert, but it seemed pretty obvious to me that the kid has something more than just a developmental delay. And even if he doesn't, like, why would you not go and get that diagnosed? Why would you not have his brain scanned? Why would you just, you know, torture yourself and delay the help that he really needs? And also to put it on, you know, his teachers. And I just don't understand why you wouldn't go and get the answer you needed, because that's 100% what she was talking about, is how she thinks that there's other things that she could do. And she didn't say, I want to avoid getting a diagnosis, but one of the people, and I'm trying not to reveal too much if it sounds like I'm stumbling for words here, it's because I'm trying not to disclose who this was or where it was, so you can put two and two together. Not that you would, but the person might. Anyways, bottom line is this. she very much made it clear that she wasn't ready yet to go and have his brain scanned. And I thought, I just don't understand. Why would you procrastinate something that is inevitable, right? And suffer needlessly and delay getting your child the kind of help and treatment that would help him to thrive? And the answer is fear. Fear. If your child is suffering from depression, if you're suffering from depression, if you're stuck in your thoughts, if you have unresolved trauma, if you have a communication problem with your spouse, and not just like this week, but ongoing, why would you not go to therapy? Why would you not get help for your child? Why would you not quit that job that you freaking hate? It's sucking the life out of you. You hate it so much and you don't need it. Financially, you don't need it because you know you could get work elsewhere. You know that you could start your own business. You know that you would be much happier and that you could find a place to work where people actually appreciated you and you felt fulfilled and you were doing what you were meant to do. So why don't we do these things that we know we need to do? We don't do them because of fear. We fear the unknown, and we make these excuses in our head, and we fear making the wrong decision, even though when we know, we're pretty certain it's the right decision. But because there's a 2% chance it could be wrong, we won't make it. We won't pull the trigger because we would rather be uncomfortable than wrong. How backwards is that? So why do some people procrastinate a lot more than others? And why do some people, they just do it. They just take action. They know they need to do something and they just do it. Well, the reason is scientific. We want to avoid things that conjure up feelings of pain or negativity. So anything that you're thinking about doing where thoughts come up that are kind of negative or painful, your brain has been designed to avoid those things. But why do two people, both who have like that momentary negative feeling, why does one person actually does the thing and the other person makes up all these excuses and they fill up their time and activity and they prioritize everything but the thing that they need to do? So in other words, why is it some people have willpower? Because that's what it is, right? It boils down to willpower. One person says, oh, this sounds painful. Ooh, this sounds yucky, but I know I need to do it. So I'm determined enough to prioritize this and I'm just going to do it. I've got the willpower to do it despite the fact that it doesn't sound good. It sounds painful. You know, whether it's exercise or going to therapy or quitting a job or asking somebody, you know, to have a serious conversation, like whatever it is, there's things you're procrastinating right now. Maybe it's the things you need to do in your business to move your business forward or your marriage forward or, you know, get ready to go to school. I mean, to apply to med school, whatever it is, there's things you know right now. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous that God has these incredibly amazing things planned for you and you're doing everything in your power to avoid the outcome. The difference is willpower. One person has the willpower to say, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it anyways. And the other person, they will resist it so strongly because a couple of things. They fear the outcome. So my suggestion is stop fearing the outcome and instead of focusing on the outcome, focus on the process. Number one. Number two, listen to that little voice in your head that says you should do this. And I want you to put a comma in there and add a three-letter word, now. So every time you think to yourself, I really need to make a doctor's appointment and figure out what this is, now. Say the word now. Start saying now. Whatever came into your head when you saw the title for this episode or I started talking about this, maybe you need a moment of silence. Think about something that you know you need to prioritize this. What is it? You know you need to do something. You do. And I want you to know you need to do it now. I'm banging on my steering wheel. You need to make this important and a priority right now because you're prioritizing a whole bunch of other dumb things and you're pretending like those things are more important, but you know they're not. Do it now. Think about the worst case scenario. What could the worst case scenario be? It's not going to be death. So imagine the worst case scenario and then ask yourself, all right, so if the worst case scenario were to come true, I mean, within reason, as I always say, within reason, don't be silly. But if the worst case realistic scenario were to come true, how would you handle it? Okay, think through that for a moment. That way you don't have to fear the outcome because you already know what you're going to do because you know you. You might not know the outcome, but if you can imagine the worst case scenario and you know what you're going to do, well then there's nothing to fear. There is no unknown because no matter what happens, you do know what you will do and you will survive it. Your track record thus far is 100%. You survive everything. You don't just survive, you conquer. You don't have anything to fear. You know, and this is a learned behavior. Procrastinators learn procrastination from their caregivers, from experience. You know, if things have been easy for you and you never had to try hard, then you never had to develop willpower. If you've always believed that things aren't going to work out and therefore you shouldn't even try, and that's how you've safely stayed within your life of mediocrity, then, and I don't mean to laugh because it's not funny. It's actually upsetting to me that you would allow that to become a habit, putting off things that might otherwise turn into greatness that God has planned for your life. And you're putting all these obstacles up. You're blocking His greatness. All right. So that's it. I want you to take action today. And here's the first thing I want you to do. I want you to reach out to me in social media. I want you to send me an Instagram. You have two options. You can screenshot this episode right now and send it to me on Instagram. And across it, I want you to say, I will no longer procrastinate. I am going to be doing, and then fill in the blank. Just tell us what it is. Okay. You can send it privately to me. If you don't want me to share it, I just say, please don't share. But you send it to me, so you've got that accountability. And if you're really ballsy, if you really have got some guts, you'll actually put your little face on that video and you'll say, Shalene, I am going to be quitting my job. Or Shalene, I am going to prioritize my health. Shalene, I want you to know I am going to prioritize my mental health, my mental well-being, my communication, my job, my business, whatever it is, just tell me. And I'm going to do it right now. Do it in a public proclamation. Do it to me on Instagram because I'll help keep you accountable. And you know, that's huge. Like just saying you're going to do something right now, you're holding yourself accountable. I mean, like here's an example. Last week we were just crazy busy, but when aren't we? Right. And I've been having this like weird, I don't want to get into too much detail. I know I need to see the doctor. And it's real easy to go, oh, but we're so busy this week. Oh, that we're so busy this week. And I said to Brett, I go, I need to prioritize my health. So I need to go see the doctor. And I need to call tomorrow and book an appointment. I need to do that now, but it's late. It's after hours. So I'm going to do it first thing tomorrow morning. Can you make sure and hold me accountable? And he's like, you got it. And I did. And everything's fine. But sometimes you have to hold yourself accountable by involving other people. No more procrastinating. You have too much greatness inside of you. You have incredible things that you need not fear because you will survive it. And you're missing the fact that these incredible things, they can't be stopped. Don't miss the opportunity to allow them to serve as blessings in your life. I know they sound scary, but think about it. That's where the blessings come from. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. I love you. Thanks for reaching out to me on Instagram. Thanks for leaving me messages on the episodes that you love, your reviews. You guys, thank you so much for leaving reviews on iTunes and sharing the podcast with your friends. Like, dude, I really can't even tell you how much I appreciate you and this time that we get to spend together. And yes, you're right. Brett overwhelmingly got your vote last week's Car Smart. You said you want to hear more Brett. So, okay, fine. We'll keep putting them on. I don't really think I have a choice anyways. Hey, I'm home. I'm home, honey. I love you, and I will talk to you on Monday. Do it now.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day. This is a convenient, lightweight, simple-to-use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.